Hi, I'm Michael Mitchell, search consultant and podcast host. I'm with Dr. Matt DeMay, owner of Seven Hills Veterinary, to discuss the practice director role he is looking to hire for. Matt, please introduce yourself and Seven Hills.
Hi, my name is Matt DeMay. I'm the owner of Seven Hills Veterinary Hospital here in Aurora. We've been open since practice was started in 1985. Two partners. I started here right out of school in 2000, continued to move up through the ranks here, and I bought in initially in 2005, and my partners retired in 2017, and I bought the rest of the practice from them. So we've been here a long time. We've been AHA accredited, I think, since 87, and just been committed to continuing to provide the best care and moving forward with medical advances and staying at the top of our game.
So we're recording this here in your office in the practice, and you gave me a tour first. And this is I've never been in a vet clinic like this. I mean, there's two levels. You've got the elevator. You've got so many exam rooms. This is a 24/7 practice?
Correct. Yep. Old partners opened the business. We were actually across the street in a shopping center, and I think we had two or three exam rooms, a tiny little OR, tiny treatment area. And since then, you know, at that point, probably had two or three employees besides themselves. And now we built our own facility right across the street, where our medical portion is about 10,000 square feet. We have close to 40 employees. We perform, you know, we have a separate orthopedic suite versus soft tissue. We do laparoscopy, laser surgery. My doctors are really good with internal medicine. My one partner and I, or one associate and I, do most of the orthopedics here. So fracture repairs, TPLOs, things like that.
What would you say is your employee tenure look like?
Our doctors, there's two or three. I've been here 25 years. I have two or three others that have been here over 20. Right now, I'd say the rest of them are between 5 to 8 or 9 years. And then I have two that are 2 years out of school right now, 3 years out of school. So. But people tend to, we're picky about who we hire, mainly, obviously, medical ability and their client care and personal, you know, relationships with clients. But one of the big things that we hire for too is the culture here. And I would rather be short staffed than have a toxic person on my team.
Right.
So, I mean, there could be the best doctor in the world, but if nobody wants to work with them and clients hate them, then it's not for us. So
fair enough. You're privately held, correct?
Correct. We've been privately held since we opened, still privately held. And that's a big commitment of mine. I'm in a business organization called VMG, which stands for Veterinary Management Group, that's one of our largest things, is staying privately owned. So, and it's a tough thing right now, because there's been so much corporate buyouts and things. And it wasn't for me and it wasn't for my staff. So, and I think our clients appreciate that. And it gives me a certain amount of freedom that I can, you know, we don't have to adhere to the VCA playbook.
or as I call them, the overlords.
Exactly. So, and it's fun to be able to be like, okay, well, now it's time I want to do, like, I have a doctor right now that I encourage them to develop a special area of interest. So say if I have a doc that's really interested in ophthalmology or something, I'll commit to pay above and beyond our CE allowance to bring that back to the practice. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the type of freedom that I have here that I wouldn't have in a corporate practice.
You mentioned BMG. Mm-hmm. So as I recall, you're active within the professional association community?
Yes. So that's a more of a business group, and we meet twice a year and go over different business practices. And I've learned so much. It's transformed our practice, because we get very little business training in school, kind of enough to be dangerous. And that's been exponentially transformational for my practice. We wouldn't be here without that. But I also do other kind of community things. I've done a lot of teaching at Denver Shelter and taught them how to do some basic orthopedics, like old school ACLs and things. But we also did a lot of pretty much freebie fracture repairs on animals that would have otherwise been amputated. So that's fun to do. It's fun to give back. And it's, the staff really likes that because it's, you know, it's altruistic. You come in and it's like, all right, well, let's do this. And we get the experience of the fractures. These dogs, cats keep their limbs. And then recently, the other thing that I've been doing is I go down to, a friend of mine opened a nonprofit hospital in Ecuador. So these guys are chomping at the bit to learn orthopedics because there's so much trauma down there. And been down there a couple of times teaching some standard orthopedic issues. And I'm going to be going down soon to teach a bone plating course. I have a lot of old plates and screws and things that I'm going to donate for down there. And it's just fun. I like them like thirsting for that knowledge and just watching them learn that. And when the light pops on, it's like, oh yeah, that was really cool.
Nice.